This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Friends of Cortez Island is a local society that focuses on conservation efforts, also known as FOCI. They have initiated a new blog called Small Acts of Conservation. I sat down with Shannon Hogan, the development coordinator for FOCI, to find out what Small Acts of Conservation is all about. Shannon, what inspired you to initiate this program, Small Acts of Conservation?
I'm just figuring out some creative, interactive ways to engage FOCI with the community and vice versa. One of those little projects that I am launching is a little blog series. It's called Small Acts of Conservation.
What are small acts of conservation?
So it's a fun little twist on small acts of kindness. I wanted to highlight inspiring little stories that people around Cortez are doing on their own pieces of property that result in stewardship and conservation on their land. So an example would be a frog pond or a pile of rocks or a rock wall that they have put in their garden or their yard. So recently I had the pleasure of interviewing Autumn Barrett Morgan, and I just questioned her about this frog pond that she created. And all it took was first fencing off the frog pond so the ducks didn't get in it, and then placing a bunch of pruned fruit tree branches into the pond so that the frogs had things to lay their eggs on. And that's all it took. And now she has a pond full of morphing tadpoles, and there was even a heron spotted fishing in there for the frogs. And that was just from spring to summer.
Wow, just this year.
Yeah.
A whole community of frogs.
Yeah.
And that'll just turn into an orchestra next spring, right?
Exactly, yeah.
You said you're sharing these in a blog?
Yeah, so I'm taking the stories and writing them up and then putting them on our website. And then I'm also sharing that link onto our Facebook page. We are in the midst of creating more of a blog aspect that will include like comments on our website for more direct engagement on our website. But for now, most of the interaction is happening on the Facebook page before we get the website all together.
Okay. What is the website?
www.friendsofcortez.org.
And if people want to contribute their stories, their small acts of conservation, how can they share those with you?
Yes, I would love people to send me their own stories about their small acts of conservation. You can email friendsofcortez@gmail.com with your story and hopefully some original photos that we can use as well. And we'll get those posted on our website. We hope to be able to post about one a month, and we aim around mid-month to post them on our website.
Do you have any other inspiring ideas for people around what these small acts of conservation could be?
Sure. Like I said, frog ponds. You could also highlight your rock wall or your rock pile in your garden that might be building up. You'd be surprised how many creatures are crawling around in there and are calling it home. There could always be a pile of logs. Maybe there's a tree frog living in there that you want to tell me about. Other small acts of conservation could be your butterfly garden. Maybe you have a bird feeder, a bird bath out there that you notice the birds have been drinking out of in the heat waves. Really just anything you notice the habitat and species around you that are using it and you're really proud of it. I'd love to hear about it.
What inspired you to put together this blog?
Friends of Cortez Island really wants to enable the Cortez community to feel that they can partake in land stewardship and conservation all by themselves, and that it is really easy to take care of the species and the land around them. So by taking this opportunity to highlight these little acts of small acts of conservation on their own property, I hope to give people credit while also inspiring other people to maybe take some ideas, morph those ideas into their own property, or maybe just complete copycats.
Thanks for planting the seed.
Yeah.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.